More details are emerging about the money laundering scandal that has engulfed one of the world's biggest banks, HSBC. US authorities have fined almost $2 billion after charging the financial giant with laundering Mexican drug money to build its business. HSBC has admitted responsibility and apologised for its conduct. From Washington, here's Kim Landers.
It's an investigation which began on the streets of New York as US authorities followed money couriers for Mexican drug cartels. Lanny Brewer, who's an assistant attorney general, says the scale of the operation was stunning.
The Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, the Norte del Val cartel in Colombia, and other drug traffickers laundered at least $881 million in illegal narcotics trafficking proceeds.
The drug cartels put their money in boxes specially made to fit through the teller windows at HSBC branches in Mexico to speed up the transactions. Loretta Lynch is a US attorney in New York.
It was reported to one HSBC official that HSBC Mexico had received the ringing endorsement of money launderers as the place to launder money.
The US Justice Department says the bank's internal controls were knowingly and willfully lax. And it wasn't just the business with Mexican drug cartels. The US says the bank violated sanctions laws by doing business with customers in Iran, Libya, Sudan, Burma and Cuba. The latter is a violation of the Cold War era Trading with the Enemy Act. HSBC has admitted its mistakes. Chief Executive Stuart Gulliver says the bank is profoundly sorry. Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer says the bank will be the subject of strict oversight for 5 years, but he says it's already overhauled its management and compliance systems.
HSBC has replaced virtually all of its senior management, clawed back deferred compensation bonuses given to some of its most senior U.S. anti-money laundering and compliance officers.
This is just the latest banking scandal in the U.S. Only yesterday, a British bank, Standard Chartered, paid a $300 million fine for breaking U.S. sanctions on Iran, Burma, Libya and Sudan. This is Kim Landers in Washington for AM.